Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Do you love your body? What is your connection with your body? Regarding the statistics, about 80% of women don't like their bodies because they don't fit to the standards. One of my clients told me, oh, I don't look like that ladies in that magazine, so I don't like my body. I just don't like it. That's not good. It's not nice. How about you? How do you love your body? I think it's really essential to really love your body, accept your body the way as it is. As it is the essential for you to attract the guy who will love your body as well. Because it usually doesn't matter how you look like, but how you feel in your body. It shows your attraction. It shows your radiance. What do you think, Heather?
I absolutely agree with you. And the other side of things is, if we all had to have perfect bodies like the ones in magazines, we'd all have to be airbrushed and photoshopped before we went out in the morning.
Yes.
And if nobody who didn't look like that was, well, I'm going to get this the right way around. If we all had to look like that, heavens above, who would have a relationship? If you had to look like that in order to have a relationship, none of us would. None of us has that perfect Hollywood styling. But for me, the most important thing is how we are in our body. Like you say, loving your body. It's a difficult thing when you've got all that coming against you for perfectionism. I remember speaking to a beautiful woman, and she was naturally radiant. She loved herself, but she had this thing about her neck. And she said, it looked wrinkly, and who's ever going to look at me with a neck like that? And I was really shocked that she said it. And my reply to her was, who on earth is going to be looking at your neck with a face like yours? You're so loving and radiant and attractive. Nobody's going to notice any imperfections about you. The man you truly desire, or the woman, I think it was the man for her, the man you truly desire will want you as you are.
Yeah,
absolutely,
this is the thing.
As you are.
One of my clients, actually, she wasn't also so sure about her body because she wasn't very slim. She was a little bit bigger. And then when she called in her one, he loves her and accepts her completely. And for her is the biggest thing. Like that he hugs her and loves her and stroke her, like completely accepting her body. And she told me that she struggled with her body, but with his support, she's actually experiencing something unbelievable, which is so amazing. And it's always start with us, because it's like we know that we should love our body, that we should love ourselves. But the thing is, how we can do it? How? What is the how? Because it's good information, but how to do it? And it's how we support our people in our clients in process of calling in the one. Because this process is not only about calling in the one to your life, but it's also about calling you in yourself to really know who you are, accept yourself with your beliefs, also with your struggles, with your experience, but also with your body. And one of my clients told me that she hated her body. But after seeing the movie about Marilyn Monroe, she said, oh, actually, my body is a little bit like hers. maybe not so bad, you know, and it's completely changed her perception of her body. Now she's also like happily married.
So beautiful, so beautiful. Yeah, and I remember talking to somebody who said at the end of the sessions, you know, she'd always been evaluated by her former husband as, you know, if she was the right dress size or the right measurements, you know, the right weight. And it really blocked her from having a relationship. But we've worked together now, and she's so much more comfortable with her body. She says, you know, I've got an hourglass figure. I never realized before. I was so busy being measured. And the conversation in her head was the same as that with her husband, always measuring herself. And this is something else that we address in Calling in the One, is how you talk to yourself. It's that inner conversation of love that's so important.
Essentially.
Yeah. So she now talks to herself about, you know, I have a wonderful hourglass figure. I'm in the second half of my life and I can run 5K. How beautiful is that? And for myself, you know, I've got one leg 2 centimeters shorter than the other, and that's from birth. And I could sort of say, well, you know, that makes me feel wonky. It sometimes gives me back and shoulder pain because of the things being out of alignment. But I'm just so grateful, because whatever repair they did to my hip has enabled me to walk for 65 years and to run and skip, you know, just live. And it's brought me into, it's brought me into connection with some lovely people, you know, the people that adjust my shoes. They're just so loving. So I have a raise in my shoes. And I choose shoes that can be raised. And so I end up having conversations with people in shoe shops and shoe repair people who are just so sweet. They want to love me. And I just love that whole thing about it. Yeah.
It's so beautiful, Heather. And it's, what is it about? Like our body, like support us to live in this life, in this physical body. Yeah. So you just said, because of your body, even you have a little shorter leg, you can walk, you can laugh, you can enjoy your life, you can smell the flowers. And it's about to really see what we can do because of our body. It's really like admire our body for it, because we can walk, we can laugh, we can wave, we can cook, we can do so many things because of our body. It's not something that is like obvious. And we take it as of course, we have our body. And when you really get that your body is so important part of your life, then you start to accept it and treat it in a different way.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I remember working with a lady who'd got stretch marks from having twins. And so they were quite big stretch marks. Obviously, she carried quite a big bulge in front of her. And she was so ashamed of them. She didn't want her husband to see them, you know, when they were dating, and she would get into bed so he couldn't see them. And we talked about it. And over the weeks, she said, but they are the marks of giving me two beautiful children. It's just so lovely, just so lovely. And she really adjusted to it. And eventually, she allowed him to really see her. And it was so beautiful, so beautiful. Because he was as adoring of them. You know, these are your children. These are your children. He said, you stroke her tummy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it had to bring a lot of freedom and relaxation in their intimate life as well. Because when we are under pressure that, oh, he can't see me, then we can't really enjoy the intimacy. And it's again another part of loving your body. It's like enjoying your intimacy with your partner, with your husband. Because like when you accept your body, you can even enjoy the lovely moments with ease. And because sometimes when we are too worried about something in our body, we keep controlling ourselves. And it always stops us to really enjoy the moment, enjoy the love we can experience. So another part why it's so important to accept your body and love your body, that you feel relaxed in any time with your husband, with your partner.
It's lovely, lovely. It's making me feel warm thinking about it. So shall we tell them about our courses then?
Yeah, definitely. So would like to start?
Yes, we're running a Calling in the One intensive 8-week course that begins at the end of February, I think the 20th of February.
Yes.
2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. It goes over a span of 9 weeks because we've got a week off in the middle. And before that, so you can get a real taste of it and see if this is what you want, we're running two Zoom webinar workshops, and they are both at 2:30. And one is on Tuesday, the 13th of February, and the sooner one is on Tuesday, the 30th of February.
January.
Beg your pardon.
The first one is next week, actually, on Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, shall I say all that again then? So the 30th of January, which is Tuesday next week at 2:30, and then the 13th of February at 2:30, which is also a Tuesday.
Yeah, and we can also write it underneath of this video that you can just click and join us. We will share the links to our Zoom calls, and you can, for this first two, you can join us for free, and you can experience our work, and also you can really dive deeper into your desires.
Yes. Yes, we've designed this so that even if you just come to the free one, you'll get a lot out of it. It's desire is the name of it. And it touches all the points in Calling in the One and a few others besides, just to give you a really rich experience. And then after that, you can choose if you want to join us on our small group program.
Yeah, so we can't wait to see you.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.